Today's daf is Chulin Daf Pei Gimel. And we are at the third wide line on Daf Pei Gimel Amid Aleph, the Mishnah, Barba Prokim Bashan. Today's daf is being learned as a Chus Rufu Shalema, Fachava Miriam Basmalka Freda, and Shloima Ben Chayalea. So we're moving along. Last daf, last Amud of Perek Oisoy Vespinoy, continuing to discuss this one pasuk tucked away in Parshas Emor that says Vishoir Oisoy Vespinoy Loisishchatu Beyoymech. Zok the Mishnah. And this Mishnah that we're about to learn is an often quoted Mishnah. It's a classic. Barba Prokim Bashanah, there are four times a year, Hamoicher Behemah L'Chaveiroi, where the halach is that if somebody sells a behemah to his friend, Tzorech L'Hidiyoi, he would have to notify him, and he would have to tell him, Ima Macharti L'Shchait, you should know, I already sold this animal's mother, or Bita Macharti L'Shchait, I already sold this animal's daughter. Meaning, ordinarily, if somebody sells an animal to somebody, even if he already sold the mother or the daughter of that animal, he would not have to be meidia, he would not have to notify the second person that's coming now to buy the daughter or the mother, respectfully. Why would you think that maybe he should have to? Because if you sell a mother and a daughter to two people on the same day, if they're both going to shecht the animals, it's going to emerge that the second person will have been over in Issa Raisa of Oisoy Vespinoy Loisashchatu B'Yoymechot. And you that sold that person that animal will have caused him to be over that Issa Raisa. Stating that, there's no halacha that says that you have to notify him. And the reason is because just because I bought the animal today doesn't mean I plan on shechting it today. It could be I'm going to leave it in my barn, and on a day that I want to shecht it, I'm going to pull it out. Being that there's no reason to assume that the buyers are going to shecht it on the day that they bought it, there's no reason to assume that you're being goyrim and oisay vespinoy. Thus, you don't have to tell anybody anything. Too much information. I'm not mechuyev to tell you that I sold the mother, I sold the daughter a couple of hours ago. But there are four times a year where that's not the case. And the reason is because on those 4 days, we assume that if I'm buying an animal today, I plan on shechting it today. And because there's an umdana that I'm shechting it on the day that I'm buying it, if I sold the mother, I can't just go ahead and sell the daughter. Because probably the person that bought the mother is going to shecht the mother today. You're probably also going to shecht the daughter today. It's going to come out that you're going to be over Oisei Vespinoi. So although ordinarily you're not mechuyev to be Moedia, but there are four times a year that you have to. Eluhein, and the following are those four times. Erev Yom Tif HaAchrin Shel Chag. Erev, the last day of Sukkot, also known as Erev Shmini Atzeres. Erev Yom Tif Rishon Shel Pesach. Erev, the first day of Pesach. Erev Atzeres, Erev Shvuos. Erev Rosh Hashanah, and Erev Rosh Hashanah. Ukidiv Reb Yosi Aglili, according to Reb Yosi Aglili, Av Erev Yom HaKippurim BeGalil. Additionally, Erev Yom Kippur, not Erev Tisha B'Av, but Erev Yom Kippur in the Galil, in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, you would have to notify them as well. Now, what do these four, or according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, 5 days have in common? These were days that people were marba besuda. And being that people were marba besuda on these days, it's for that reason, if you're buying an animal, it's probably because of this big party that you're having, this big festivity. Hence, you would have to go and be maidia the buyer. Now, why these days? I mean, they're all yomim tovim. But why these days? So that's something we'll talk about Be'ezer Hashem in the raid. But now, moving along in the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ei Masai, when is it true that if somebody sells a behemah during one of these 4 days, you would have to be Moedia? Bizman she'ein lo revach. That's only if there's no time between when you're selling and when the person we're assuming is going to shecht. Avo yesh lo revach. If however this time, ein tzarech lo idiyai, you would not have to be Moedia." Rashi says, what does it mean, revach? It means there's no day in between. So if the mechir is happening on Erev Shmini Atzeres, on Erev Pesach, on Erev Shavuos, on Erev Sukkot, Erev Rosh Hashanah, on Erev Yom Kippur, B'Galil, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, it's then and only then you would have to be my dear. But let's say I sell it a day before Erev, as long as there's a 1 day gap, you don't have to assume that the two shechitas are going to happen in the same day. And for that reason, you would not have to be my dear. Umoyda, Rabbi Yehuda, stating that Rabbi Yehuda's Moedah, B'moycher, so im lechassan, v'es habas lekala, in the event that a chassan and a kala their chassan and akala to each other. They would both come to buy an animal for the wedding, again, respectively. So this is obviously extremely old school. With all the hachanas that a chassan and a kala have to make for their chasana, buying animals is not one of them. But once upon a time, it was jewelry, yeah, animals, no. But the point is that in the event that the chassan is buying an animal for the chasana and the kala is buying an animal for the chasana, for the same chasana, even if they're not buying it on the same day, one person came in on Sunday and the other one person came on Tuesday. You would have to be my dear, because for sure the two shechitas are going to happen on the same day. You want the food to be perfectly fresh. You're going to shecht it on the day of the chasana. And there, even though they weren't bought on the same day, and ordinarily, even for the Arba Prakim Bashana, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if there's a little bit of revach beinayim, you can assume that maybe the two shechitas will happen on two separate days. Right? The guy that bought it yesterday will shecht it yesterday. The person that's buying it today is going to shecht it today. But when it comes to the chasana, then we assume they're all buying it on the same day. And it's for that reason there, even though they were bought on different days, but the shechitas, we assume, will be on the same day. Rabbi Yehuda's caveat is not going to be in effect. Another halacha by Bar Brochim. During these 4 days that we just mentioned, mashchitin es hatabach bal karchoi, somebody that buys meat from a tabach, from a butcher, can force the butcher to shech the animal and give him the meat. So again, this is also very, very old school. Today, you want a piece of meat, you go to a supermarket, you buy a piece of meat. Once upon a time, you went to the shoichet and you would tell him, I'm giving you money, I want meat. Now, lav dafka, you were going to take the meat COD when you gave the cash. What you would have was some sort of credit, and if and when you were going to want the flesh, you would show up and you would get what it is that you paid for. Here's the question. Can I walk into a butcher that I gave money to a month ago and tell him, I'm having some guests over, I want a piece of meat, and force the person to give him the piece of meat? So you would assume, if you paid for it, maybe yeah. But you could also argue maybe no. And the reason is, what if the butcher says, I don't have any meat now. All I have is this one bull that has pounds and pounds and pounds of meat. If I'm going to go ahead and shecht it to give you your 8-ounce burger, well, what am I going to do with all the other meat? It's going to go to waste. So there's like a little tug of war over here. I paid for it. So based on that, I have a schus to be able to force you to shecht the animal to give me what it is I paid for. But then again, maybe I get to control the way I disseminate it, the way I distribute it. Just because you paid for it doesn't necessarily mean I have a chiyuv to give it to you now. So zok the Mishnah that there are 4 times a year. It's the same 4 times, the Arba Prakim Elu that we just mentioned in the Sugya Vaisav Esmenai, that if a person had already given money, you can now force the butcher to shecht an animal and to give it to you bal karchai. And the Mishnah continues and says, afilu shar shaveh elef dinar, even if the only animal that this butcher has now is an ox that's worth 1,000 dinarim. Ve'ein lo lekeach el dinar, and I only have a dinar's worth in this animal because that's what I paid for. During these 4 days, you could force the person to shecht it and to give you the meat. Lefichach, it's for that reason, meaning being that halach is that if the lekeach wants to force the moicher, he has a right to do that. In mace, in the event that the animal would die, mace lekeach, the lekeach would end up shearing in the loss. Meaning the lumdus of the way we view this halach is that the person that bought meat, the person that gave the butcher meat, is a shutif in this animal. That's the way we view this. If he's a shutif in the animal, you share in the losses. So in the event that something would happen, so then you would have to bear some of that hefset. Meaning, it comes with a schos, the Arba Prakim Elu, that if I want to force the hand of the moicher, I can. But at the same time, it comes with an invoice, right? So there's the upside, but there's also the downside. The downside is that if something would happen, that I would lose out. Says the Mishnah, as it relates to the rest of the year, not during these 4 days. Over there, it's different. Meaning that you can't force the shoychei to give you meat. Lefichach, being that I don't have the upside, I don't have the downside either. And mace, in the event that the animal would die, mace lemoicher, the moicher would have to bear all the brunt of the loss. It would have nothing to do with the loikech. Either way, there's a lot to unwrap over here. Zok the Gemara. So the first part of the Mishnah discussed Oisai Vezbenai. Arba Prokim Bashana Hamoicha Bemel Chaveroi Tzarech Lohediyai. Imei Macharti Lishchait, Pita Macharti Lishchait. The reason is because, although ordinarily if somebody buys an animal, we don't necessarily assume that the person's going to shecht the animal on the day that he bought it. But during these 4 days, you buy an animal, we assume you're shechting it on that day. Tanu, we learned in the Braisa, Imloi Hediyai. What would be if the Moicher was not Moidia the Lekech? So somebody went, he bought an animal, and no one told him, Ima Macharti, Pita Macharti. Then he comes home and he starts having nervin, right? He starts getting a little paranoid. I don't know. Is this like a suffix? Is it a raisa? Maybe if I shech the animal, I'm going to be over oisin vespinoi. So the price addressed it. If nobody told the buyer anything, hoylech v'shoychet, he can do his thing. The enoy nimna, he doesn't have to refrain. You don't have to be paranoid. You don't have to be nervous. You're allowed to assume that the moicher followed the rule of this mishnah. You're allowed to assume he's an erlecha person. He's a yari shemayim. Had he sold Ima, had he sold Bita, he would have told you. Being that he didn't tell you, you have nothing to worry about. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Imasa. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah that the only time there's a halacha that you have to say Ima or Bita, that's if you're literally selling it on the same day. But let's say I sold one a day before Erev Yontif. Now Erev Yontif, if somebody else comes, I don't have to worry. Because we assume that whoever bought the one the day earlier already shechted it the day earlier. Thus, whoever's coming now is not going to be in violation of Oisav Ezbenai, because one happened yesterday, the other one's happening today. There was one exception to that. Umoydi Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah said that in the event that a chassan and a kala both come to buy behemoths for their chassan, if they bought it on different days, it doesn't matter. We assume that they're going to shecht it on the same day, and therefore you would still have an obligation to be moydiya ima macharti or bita macharti. Now if you notice, when the Mishnah said that the chassan and the kala came to buy their respective animals, the Mishnah said, Umoyde Rabbi Yehuda b'moicher es ha'im lechassan ves habas lekala. If you sold the mother animal to the chassan and the bas animal to the kala, in that situation, tzarech lohidiyo, even if they bought it on the same day. Sfreit the Gemara, the obvious question, lomali lemisnei es ha'im lechassan ves habas lekala. What if it was the aim to the kala and the bas to the chassan? What does that have to do with anything? Says the Gemara, milsa agav orche kamashmolan. The time of the Mishnah is doing what it so often does, and that is, the derech agav, it's throwing in a chiddush that really has nothing to do with the sugi of the day, and that is the erech aril mitrach bechasna tvemi bekalta. That the onus when it comes to preparing a chasana is more incumbent on the chassan's family than it is on the kala's family, and therefore, if we're both agreeing to bring an animal, well, the chassan should be bringing the mother animal, which is going to be a bigger animal, and the kala should be bringing the baby animal, which is going to be a smaller animal. Agavorche kamash malon, a little different than the way it's perceived to be today. This is not 50-50. This is not full support. The way this works is, it's the chassan faker. He has to carry the burden. He has to bring the groisa behema, and the kala is going to show up with a little baby lamb, a little baby calf. She doesn't have to bring that much. Either way, the second part of the Mishnah discussed another halacha related to the arba prakim melu, these same 4 days. Not related to Yisav Ezbenai, but again, hilchas shechita me'inyan le'inyan ba'is. And that is that ordinarily, if somebody gave money to a butcher to have a schus, to have meat, so you can't force the butcher to shech the animal. And just to explain this a little bit better, even if the money that you gave was towards a specific animal, so I'm giving you the money because I want meat from this animal, I still can't force you to go and shech the animal. Why? Because if I shech the animal now, what am I going to do with all the meat? So I can wait until it's time to shech the animal, and then I'll distribute to you what it is that you're supposed to get. Stating that, there are 4 times a year that mashchitin es hatabach bal karcha. You have a right to go ahead and force them, because during those 4 times a year, we understand that I need the meat, and it's for that reason, if I want to force you, that's something I could do. Another nafka mina, as it relates to this halacha, is what would be if somebody gave money to a butcher to have a schus for the meat in a certain animal, and then the animal dies? Who bears the onus of that loss? If it's not during the 4 times a year, where I can't force the moicher to shech the animal to give me my meat, so it's clearly not mine. If it was mine, why can't I force the butcher to give it to me? So if I can't force him to give it to me, oh, it's yours? Well, guess what? That's your upside. But your downside is, your invoice is, that if something happens to it, you're going to bear the loss. However, as it relates to these arba prokemelu, they're mashchiten es atabach bal karchoi. It's for that reason, imeis meis loikech. I'm obviously a shutev, and if something happens, I'm going to bear the responsibility. Freit the Gemara Kasha. I don't understand the first part of the Mishnah. Arba prokemelu, you can force the tabach, imeis meis loikech. V'holoi mashach. Freit the Gemara, did you do mashicha? Did you not do mashicha? It sounds like you didn't do mashicha. Because if you did Mashicha, then it's for sure yours. You didn't do Mashicha on the animal. How is Metaltalin Niknis? Metaltalin is Niknis by Mashicha, right? We know that's how it works. So if that's the case, and I didn't do Mashicha, so how is it possible that the halacha would be that I can force you? How is it possible that if something happens to the animal, Meislo Lekeach, I never did Mashicha? Now, I paid for it, right? But we know when it comes to Metaltalin, Mois is not koinos. So the fact that I paid for it doesn't mean it's mine. What I would have had to have done in order for it to be mine is Mashicha. The assumption is haloi mashach. So if it was loy mashach, l'chura, why is it that if something happens to the animal, meisel lekech? Now, did the Mishnah say you didn't do Mashicha? No. The assumption is haloi mashach. Amarafuna, amarav. I hear false assumption. Kisha mashach. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about what you did do Mashicha. But the Gemara says, Yachye Bazoi. Let me tell you why I didn't think you did Mashicha. Because Ema Seif, how are you going to understand the Seif? When it comes to the rest of the year, it's not that way. Meaning you can't force the Moich Leficha. Therefore, if the animal dies, it mays, mays la Moicher. Vaha mashach. If you're going to tell me you did Mashicha, so then it's for sure the Lekeachs. If it's the Lekeachs, then why isn't that if it dies, it was mays la Moicher? I'm Rav Shlomo Barav Yitzchak. Rav Shlomo Barav Yitzchak. Let me tell you what's going on up here. No, we're stuck. We have a little bit of a conundrum here, right? Because if the Mishnah is talking about where it was loy mashach, then why barba prokemelu meis loykeach? And if it's talking about where it was mashach, why b'sharya meisah shana enoykeach? So it says Rav Shmuel Barav Yitzchak, lo'ilam, it's talking about shaloy mashach. It's talking about where he didn't do Mashicha. And being that he didn't do Mashicha, that would explain why B'shaya Moshe Shana, if something happens to it, Lekech doesn't bear any of the financial loss. Ukigoin Shnezika Loi Ayideyacha. However, what happened was, is although the Lekech never did a Mashicha, but the Meicher went, and the Meicher appointed someone to be a Shliach on behalf of the Lekech, to be Zoicha in the meat of this animal. Now, could you do that? Could you appoint someone to be a shliach for somebody else? You would think this is dead on arrival. I have an ability to appoint a shliach to do something for me. It's what's known as shluchai shel adam kamoisa. But I can't make a shliach for someone else to do something for that person. It's not 100% true. We know there's a concept of zochen la'adam shaloi b'fanam. And tzchi, according to many Rishonim, works mitam shlichas. So there actually is an idea where I could go and appoint someone to do something for somebody else, as long as it's a schus for that person. Now, if it's not going to be a schus, it's going to be a chay for that person. So al zen nemar in choven la'adam ela b'fanam. But to the extent it's a schus, this is something that I can do. That's the background to Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak's Mahalach. So again, lo'ilam is talking about where the lekeach himself didn't do any mashicha. However, the Meicher appointed a Shliach on behalf of the Lekeach. Okay, Baba Prokemelu, during these four times a year where people need meat, this Chusuloi, thus it's a Chus for the Lekeach to be a Shutif in the meat, so he should be able to force the Meicher to shech the animal to give it to him. Zachen Shladam Shalei Befanov. So we look at it as a Chus. Zachen Shladam Shalei Befanov. He owns it, thus he can force. And by the way, this Zachen Shladam Shalei Befanov comes with an invoice. Fascinating sidebar topic, because in Mace, it's not going to be Mace Lekech. Meaning, you would think maybe the Zakhalon Shalei B'fanav only works if it's from beginning to end, 100% Schos. You see from here that if somebody does something for someone, Zakhalon Shalei B'fanav, even if a Chayv is later Nishtalshel, Nigram, Al Yedei the Schos, but if Betchilo it was a Schos, right? You didn't think the animal was going to die. If Betchilo was a Schos, we say Zakhalon Shalei B'fanav. B'shayim Sashana, going back to the words of Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, during the rest of the year, the Chayv Oloi, where it's a Chayv for a person to have a Schos in an animal. Why? Because I don't want to be a shutif in the animal now. What happens if the animal dies? If I need the meat today, then I want to own the animal today. But if I don't need the meat today, I'd actually rather not be a shutif in it now. Therefore, the fact that the Meicher went and appointed a shliach on behalf of the Lekeach was null and void because it wasn't a schos fim, it was a chayv, and in chavin l'adam shalei b'fanav, for that reason, it's not going to work. So the bottom line is, we were a little bit stuck over here. Is the Mishnah talking about whether there was Mashiach or whether there was no Mashiach? From the Barba Prakim Elu, it sounds like there was Mashiach because it meis Lekeach. B'shayim meis Hashanah Einoi Kein, it sounds like there was no Mashiach because it meis L'moicher. Rav Shlomo Bar Yitzchak said there was no Mashiach. It's talking about going shazik alei al-yidei achar. Does that work? Well, it depends if it's a schos or a chayv. During the four prokim bashana, it's a schos. During the rest of the year, it's no chayv. Rabbi Lazar, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Lazar, send the name of Rabbi Yochanan. He said a different pshat. Barba prokim elu. You want to know pshat in the Mishnah? It's talking about there was no Mashiach. It's talking about, however, where you paid money. Everything that we thought up until this point. During the Arba Prakim Elu, the reason that Allah is that we assume that it belongs to the Lekeach, so that if it dies, Lekeach is going to bear the responsibility. Lekeach has the ability to force the Meicher to shech the animal and give him the meat. It's because Hamidu Chachamim Devrei Malden Taira. The Chachamim went and the Chachamim said that now we're going to view the transaction the way it would have been viewed on a Dairaisa level, not on a Darabana level. What does this mean? So who's the one that said this? Rabbi Yochanan. It's Rabbi Yochanan Lashitasa. Rabbi Yochanan said, Dvar Taira Mois Koinos. Mid Dairaisa, even by Metaltal and Mois is Koinos. So again, this is like Choshem Mishpah Transactions 101. If somebody wants to buy metalton from somebody, even if you pay for it, you don't own it yet. It's not yours. You need to do Mashicha. There are other kinyanim obviously as well. Hagbah, Agav, etc., etc. But Kinyan Kesef is not something that works. Stating that, Rabbi Yochanan holds that Midai Raisa really Mois is Koinus. It's only Midrabbanan doesn't work. Matam Amr Mashicha Koinus. Why is it that the Rabbanan said that Dafka Mashicha works? Meaning, why is it that if you pay for it, it doesn't work? It works Midai Raisa. And by the way, it works in other areas, halacha, right? So for example, if you want to buy karka, you could buy karka with mois. Isha niknis bekesef. So you find Kenyan kesef, big time featured throughout Shas. So if it works by metaltal and Midai Raisa, why would the Rabbanan have said that it doesn't work? It was because of Igzera. Shema yoymar loy nisrifu chitecha baliya. Because we were afraid that what would be if somebody pays for metaltlin, so he paid for chitin, that's Rabbi Yochanan's case, and he didn't get delivery on it yet, but being that he paid for it, midday rice and mois koinos, so you would assume that it's now going to be his. It's still, however, in the storage house of the moicher. If there's a fire in the moicher's house, is the moicher going to be incentivized to save it? Not so much, because it's not his anymore. He got paid for it, and it doesn't really belonged to him. So we were concerned that there may end up being a hefsid for the Lekeach. So therefore, because it is, there was a mapech in the world of Kinyanim by Metaltalin, even though Dvar Torah Mois Koinos, but Midrabanan it's not going to work. But here's the point. Midai Raisa really Mois is Koinos. There is a concept of Mois Koinos Midai Raisa. Thus, says Rabbi Lazar, in the name of his great Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, that you want to know Pshat in the Mishnah, Barba Prakim Elu, the reason we say, Mashchitin es hatabach bal karchai, the reason in Meis Lekeach, there was no Mashicha. How do I know there was no Mashicha? From the Sefer, because Mashayim Meis Hashan Eino came. So if there was no Mashicha, what's going on? It's because during those four times a year, Hamidu, Chachamim Devreim Alden Torah. The Chachamim said that in as much as we made this big deal about, even though Midai Raisa Mois Koinos, but we're not going to go forward with that. But during these four times a year where people need the meat and we made a takana for the Lekeach, we said over here we're going to say that it mamish belongs to him already. Thus he can force you. Oh, but if a mamish belongs to him, it comes with an invoice and that is a meis Lekeach. But again, the kash is how could the Chachamim even do this? It doesn't make any sense. The teretz is that the cash is how the Chachamim were able to say that when you pay for it, it doesn't belong to the Lekeach. Good. Hefker Bezdin Hefker, they have a right to do it. Over here, they undid the Hefker Bezdin Hefker. They said here, Mois is going to be Koinos. They only did it during those four times a year where there was a takana for the Lekuchas to be able to get the meat that they need. The rest of the year, there's no reason to do that. Thus, then the halach is that only Mashicha's kaina. The Mishnah is talking about where there was no Mashicha, and it's for that reason you can't force the Meicher, and if something happens to it, it's only the Meicher that's going to bear the responsibility. The bottom line is, as it relates to the second part of the Mishnah, that was only thrown in Bederach Agav. What's the Sikkum? The Sikkum is that during the four times a year, the four times that are mentioned with regards to the halachas of Oisai Bes Benoi. Over there, if you paid for meat, you have a ownership, you own stock right now, shears in an animal, you can force the butcher to shecht it and give it to you, even though he's going to end up with a big hafzik, because the animal might be worth 1,000 dinarim and you're getting 1 dinar. So he's literally leaving 999 dinarim worth of meat on the table. But it is what it is. You have a schos, you have a right to do that. Oh, by the way, that comes with an invoice, however. If something would ever happen to the animal, the lekeach would end up losing his pro rata share, whatever it is that he has. The rest of the year, it doesn't work that way. You wait until the butcher's ready to shecht, and when he does, you're going to get a delivery of the meat that it is that you paid for. The Gemara's kasha was, wouldn't it be 4 times a year? There's nothing to do with 4 times a year. Either you did Mashiach, you didn't do Mashiach. If you did Mashiach, it's yours. If you didn't do Mashiach, it's not yours. Isn't that what it should be Talian? 2 mahalchim in the Gemara. 1 mahalch is, true, there was no Mashiach, but he was Mezaka Yedei Achar. 4 times a year, Zachon Adam Shloi Befanim. Even if something's going to happen, it's going to be Nigram a Chayv, I don't care. The rest of the year, it's a Chayv, Ein Chav Nadam Elefanim. The other mahalch is, again, there was no Mashiach. However, being that you paid for it, there's an Indian of Dvar Torah Mois Koinus, Shitas Rabbi Yechanan, Barba Prokim, Elu Hamidu Chachom, the Vreim Alden Torah, the rest of the year, they did not do that. Anyways, we return to our regular program for a few more lines, discussing the laws of Oisev Espinoi. So the Torah says, Oisev Espinoi, Loise Shchatu B'Yoy Mechad, Geshmak Mishnah, Yoy Mechad Amar Boisev Espinoi, as it relates to the definition of one day that the Torah discusses by Oisev Espinoi, Hayoyim Hoy L'Chachra Laila, the day follows the night. Which, by the way, should not come as news to anybody. Doesn't the day always follow the night? On the Jewish calendar, the night precedes the day. Vayi erev, vayi voiker, yoy mechad. From the Gemara, it will emerge what the Hava Mina would have been, that it shouldn't be this way. Ezu Doresh Rab Shimon Ben Zayma. Rab Shimon Ben Zayma made the following drasha. Nema ba ma'isa bereshit yoy mechad. It says regarding creation, yoy mechad. Vayi erev, vayi voiker, yoy mechad. Nema ba oisav espenoy, yoy mechad. And it says, by oisav espenoy, again, lo isashchat to be yoy mechad. Ma yoy mechad, omer ma'isa bereshit, yoy mechad l'chach ha'laylo. Just like by ma'isa bereshit, the day follows the night. Af yoy mechad, omer ba'isav espenoy, yoy mechad l'chach ha'laylo. So too, when it comes to Oisav Esbenoi, it's going to be the same way. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Ezu Darash, Reb Shimon Ben Zayir. The following was Reb Shimon Ben Zayir's Drasha. Now, we know Reb Shimon Ben Zayir's Drasha. That was the last few lines over here of the Mishnah. But the Gemara is going to bring the Brisa version of it, which we know is going to be a little bit longer, a little bit more explanatory. Lafi Shekola Inyan Kula Einim Adab Re'el Abakachim, being that the whole Inyan over there in Parshas Emor, the neighborhood, the location of the lav and the Torah of Oisav Espinoi Leis Shchat to be a Mechad is related to other Kachem Malachas. Remember the 3 Kachem Malachas that are tucked away in Parashas Emor. So the Inyan over there is Kachem related. Therefore, I could have thought, being that ubekachim la'ilohi l'chachayoyin, when it comes to kachim, the night always follows the day. So, for example, when it comes to achilas kachim, you can eat it for 1 day. What does a day mean? You do the shechita kabbalah l'chazrika by day, and it's the day and the following night. When does Issa Noisa kick in? They say siru mimenu ad boker, the following morning. So, kachim is counterintuitive. It's the Laila's Hailach HaChayim. So Yochel, I would have thought, Avzer Kain, that's the Havamina. I would have thought that when it comes to Oisav Esbenoi, maybe being that it's in a Kachim neighborhood, so therefore it should follow the definition of a day in Kachim. And the definition of a day in Kachim is that the night follows the day. So I would have thought here too, Nemar Khan, that's why Reb Shimon Ben Zayma needed Gzeira Shav. It says over here, Yoy Mechad, V'nema B'mayse Bereshnes, Yoy Mechad, Ma Yoy Mechad, Ome B'mayse Bereshnes, Yoyim Hoylech Achara Laila, Af Yoy Mechad, Ome B'yse V'esbenoi, Hayoyim Hoylech Achara Laila. Rebbe Yoyim Rebbe said that from the word Yoy Mechad, we darshan something else. What does Yoy Mechad mean? Yoyim HaMiyuchid Ta'un Kruz. That there's a special day. There's a Yoyim HaMiyuchad that requires some Kruz. It requires some proclamation. Mikan Amru, from here, Chazal Darshan, Barba, Prokhan Bashano, HaMoicher Be'im El-Khaber, it's Arach Lo'idea. That there are 4 times a year that the Moicher has to be Mo'idea, the Mishnah that we learned right in the beginning of the Daf. Rebbe said, I actually know it from a pasuk in the Torah. It says Yoyim Echad, and from Yoyim Echad, I learn this idea. Now, what do you see in Yoyim Echad, this concept? So again, Yoyim HaMiyuchad, right? There's some special day in the world of Oisai V'Espenai. So Rashi has 2 pshatim. One pshat Rashi says is that a Yoyim HaMiyuchad is probably referring to, let's see it inside, Yom HaMiyuchadim Yesh Bashana. There are unique days during the year, Dahainu Arba Prakim, referring to the 4 prakim, Shatam Muzer LaHachris Ima Macharti Lishchait. Now, where do you see this drasha? Because even though it says, Oisav Espinoi lois hashchatu b'yoy mechad, kari bei lois hashchitu, lois sigrum lo lishochet b'yomim halalu hiyubna. that in the pasuk lois sishchatu, you actually see mefurish zok Rashi, the idea of this hachroz that you have to make of ima macharti, bita macharti, because you can darshan the word lois sishchatu as if it would have said lois sashchitu. What does lois sashchitu mean? Do not cause others to go ahead and shecht oisav ispanai. So it's a fascinating idea, because you know, we know there's a general principle that a person not allowed to cause somebody else to do an avera, not allowed to be misayeya someone in an avera, lifnei iver loisite michshol. Over here you have a pasuk that is specifically saying that you're not allowed to go ahead and cause someone to do an avera, dafke in the isra of oisav es benoi. But either way, there's a yoyma miyuchad, there's a special day, four special days, where there's an idea of that if someone's going to go ahead and he's going to sell a behemoth, you have to be sensitive to not lois hashchatu, because I'm not shechting nothing, but lois hashchitu. Inami Rashi says another pshat midrash siv yoimach. The mashma yoimam yuchod lamayachdenu ilav lahatin kros. Rashi in the second pshat says I don't see mefurish in the pasuk that I have to make a achrozah that I can't cause someone to do an aveira. I just see in the pasuk mefurish that there's something related to oisav es benoi that's unique to some yoimechad. What exactly that is, that I don't see in the pasuk. So we have to back into something. Maybe you have to make the achrozah. So what Rashi is straddling in his two pshatim is whether there's a mefurish mashmois in the pasuk to the concept of don't cause someone else to be over oisav es benoi, to the idea of ima macharti bita macharti, to the concept of the hachrozah, or there's just a reference in this pasuk to having to do something. What that something is, I don't know. We'll make up something. We'll come up. We'll back into something. Bottom line is, on that note, hadron alach oisav es benoi. So we go now from one geshmak aperek straight into another geshmak aperek, literally, without even coming up for breath, and that's Perakisi Adam. So Perakisi Adam requires a little bit of an introduction. We're not going to do it today. Hayoyim Katzer, literally, Vamalacha Meruba. So today's not the day for the introduction, but super duper high level, Kisi Adam is a sif katan in the world of chulin, because it's a sif katan in the world of shechita. If somebody shechts a chaya or an oif, the halacha is you have to cover the blood with afar. That's the basic halacha. It's not true for a behema. It's only true for a chaya. It's only true for an oif. Is it related only to chulin or kachim? Does it have to do with the Beis HaMikdash? Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Laretz, that's the opening remarks of the Mishnah. Kisi Adam, Perek Kisi Adam, or the Halach of Kisi Adam. Noyeg Ba'aretz, or B'chutz Laretz. Right, the Perek is for sure Noyeg in Aretz, or Chutz Laretz. We're talking about the Mitzvah. So Mitzvah's Kisi Adam is Noyeg in Eretz Yisrael, and it's Noyeg in Chutz Laretz. Bifnei Habayis, or Shaloi Bifnei Habayis. It's true whether there's a Beis HaMikdash, or whether there's no Beis HaMikdash. B'chulin, Avaloi B'muktashim. This is something that's Negeya Chulin. However, it's not Negeya Kachim, right? So that was a little bit of a curveball. It's true in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz. It's true whether there's a Beis HaMikdash or whether Bavei Niseinu or Rabim there's no Beis HaMikdash. However, as it relates to the Chulim Kachim, it's true B'Chulim, it's not true B'Kachim. No, it's true only for a Chai and a Noif, as opposed to a Behemo. It's true whether you prepare the animal, meaning you own the animal, or you just happen to chance upon an animal. It's also Noyeg with the Kvi. Why Mipnesha hu Safek? Because the Kvi, or the Koi, or the Kai, right? Everybody gets very excited about this. But as it relates to the Kvi, which is a Safek Behema, Safek Chaya, so being that it's a Safek, and you're not sure whether you have to do it or not, so Sveikid Dei Reis Al-Chumra, so the Noyeg with Kvi Mipnesha hu Safek. Additionally, Vein Shoich the Noyeg Sabiyantiv, you're not let a Shecht Kvi on Yontif. Why can you shecht the Kvi on Yontif? The reason is because you're going to have a suffix whether you have to do Kisi Adam, and you won't be able to do Kisi Adam Yisafik. The reason you won't be able to do Kisi Adam Yisafik is because Kisi Adam involves Meleches Yontif, and that's not something you could do Misafik. Now, if you vadai have a chiyuv to do Kisi Adam, that you are allowed to do on Yontif. But a suffix Kisi Adam is not going to be doichi yantiv. Being that a kfi is a suffix Kisi Adam, it's for that reason you can't do it on yantiv. Might vim shachto, if you went ahead and you shechted the kfi already on yantiv, shame on you. But in mechasen as damai, just because you did it doesn't mean you have a right to go lechatchila and do kisei adam. Either way, the part of the mission we're going to focus on now is the fact that kisei adam is noyik bechulin, but kisei adam is not noyik b'muktashim. Says the gemara, muktashim, my time aloy. Why isn't that kisei adam is not noyik by kachim? Ile mission the Reb Zeira. Is it because Reb Zeira? Damar Reb Zeira said, hashoich etzorach shiten afalamata afalamalo. Somebody shechts a chayu or a noyif, and he's going to do the mitzvah of kisei adam. So it's not enough to put offer on top of the dam. That's what the mitzvah of kisei adam sounds like. It means you have to put offer limata and offer lamalo. Shenema, because the pasuk says v'shafach as damoy, v'chiso be'offer. Offer loy nemar, ela be'offer. You know what be'offer means? In middle, sandwich it inside offer. Melamed shasheich itzarech, sheyitein offer lamata v'offer lamalo. Okay, so what does that do with anything? Again, we're questioning, we're thinking out loud, why is it that kisei adam wouldn't be noyig by kachim? Is it because of Reb Zeira's halacha? The Reb Zeira said that when you do kisei adam, it's not enough that you put offer on top of the dam, but you have to put it on bottom of it as well, because it says ba'achvar. Okay, in v'achalo yevsher. And maybe when it comes to kachim, it's impossible. Why? Because what do you do with dam kachim? Zrika, right? Now, truth is, do you do zrika with the dam of a kachim that would require kisei adam? No, because you don't do kisei adam with a behema, you do kisei adam with a chaya or a noif. The chaya, even the kosher chaya, is not going on the animal. It's not going on the mizbeach. It's only the oif that's going on the mizbeach, which is the chatas oif or the oilas oif. And what do you do with the chatas oif, oilas oif? You do hazah, you do mitzoy. So it's not your classic zrika, right? See perik chatas oif and all the oif esugyas in Masech Tezvachim. But the point is, the dam, lemaisa, is going to end up going on the mizbeach. Okay, being that it's going on the mizbeach, so maybe the reason you can't do kisei adam is because, again, kisei adam requires afal lamata afal lamalo v'hachal lo yefsh. It's impossible in the context of the mizbech. Why? Because heichi lav, what should you do? Leisev levatle. Meaning, if you're going to do kisei adam, that means you're going to have to take a little bit of offer, put it on the mizbech. Right? You got the visual? Now go and put the dam on top of the offer and then cover it. Could you do that? What are you going to do? You're going to put the offer on the mizbech and add it to the mizbech, so it'll be a cheftz of the mizbech. You can't just make renovations to the mizbech. You're adding to the mizbech. And we know this pasuk. And this is a pasuk that teaches us that all the dimensions of all the batei mikdashim and all the kelim were all done bidikto gadol, right? It was done al pinavi. So if the mizbech is supposed to be a certain share, you can't go ahead and be moisef on the binyan and make it a little bit bigger. So to put offer and leave it there is immediately off the table. That option is dead on arrival, right? Loy levatle. Okay, so why you have to make an extension? Put a little bit of offer. Don't be mevatle. Just put a little bit of offer. And you put the dam on the top of the offer. Well, kavi chatzitza. Well, then you didn't put the dam on the mizbech. You put the dam on the offer. The offer is going to be a chatzitza. Right, the reason the Gemara wants that, maybe you should be mevatle, because like this, you put offer and it's not a chatzitza because you were moist of it on the binyan. But the problem is you can't be moist of it on the binyan. So, Tainas, well, maybe this is the reason, right? Sounds like a good reason. Maybe the reason there's no kisei adam by kachim, because how are you going to do it? The dam ends up on the mizbeach. Even the shirayim, he did shvicha shirayim on the mizbeach, right? So the dam ends up on the mizbeach. So the dam is going to be on the mizbeach. And if the dam is going to be on the mizbeach, you can't have offer lamata. Because, maman of shach, if you mevatel it, you're moist of on the binyan. If you're not mevatel it, then you didn't put the dam on the mizbeach. It ends up being a chatzitza. But the Gemara says this is not a taina. You know why it's not a tiny, because in as much as Reb Zeira said, "Ashoich etzorch sheiten afal amata v'afal amaylo," let's speak it about peh first. The Gemara is going to prove now that's only lechatchila; it's not a dimmi diyavid. Because nay, the lamata leyavsher, lamata leyavsher, lavid kisoy. Even though it's true, there's no way to go ahead and do it lamata, but there is a way to do it lamayla. And being that there is a way to do it lamayla, so the fact that I can go ahead and do it lamayla, that in of itself should be enough. And even though we said that lechatchila, there's an inyan of tzarech shiten afal lamata v'afal lamayla, of a miloy tanya, didn't we learn in a braisa? Rabbi Yonis and Ben Yosef said, shachat chaya, if somebody shechts a chaya, achach shach behemah, then he shechts the behemah, potam al chasas. He doesn't have to do kisei adam. And the reason is because when he shechted the behemah after he shechted the chaya, the dam of the behemah covered the dam of the chaya. Once it's covered, so there's no mocking for kisei adam anymore. Behemah v'achachaya. If you shechted the behemah and then you shechted the chaya, chayv l'chasas. Because the chaya was shechted second, there's nothing covering it, you would have a chiyuv to do kisei. Now in this case, when you shechted the behemah and then you shechted the chaya, the braisa says you have to kisei adam. There's no afal amata. What's the matter? The dam of the behemah is the matter. So what do you see from here? That as much as Reb Zeira made his drasha, had sheikh tzarch sheet in afalamata, it's only a lechatchila. It's not a b'di'eved. V'haraya, ha-sheikh et behemah v'acha kachaya, chayv lechasos. Why chayv lechasos? Ah, you don't have afalamata. So lechura, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah anyways. The teretz is, it's only lechatchila that you have to have afalamata. If it's only lechatchila that you have to have afalamata, so you... Why can't you do kisui adam by kachin? Ah, there's no way to have the afal lamata. I'll do the afal lamayla. And b'diyevet afal lamayla, we know is good. So again, we're trying to figure out why muktashim loy. You'll tell me because he can't do afal lamata. Whole long-winded shakla v'tayr. But at the end of the day, says the Gemara, afal lamata, I know is not a din. That's ma'akiv. How do I know that? Because asheich habeim achachaya, talach eschaif achasas, even though you don't have the afal lamata. And for the Gemara... I don't think it's a tzushtel. You know why? Because of Reb Zeira. Not the Reb Zeira of our sugya, but another Reb Zeira. A much more famous Reb Zeira. Amar Reb Zeira, Reb Zeira said, There are times that there's an idea that something is not ma'akev, but it is ma'akev that you be able to do it. If it's a situation when you can't do it, then it's going to be ma'akev. Meaning, as long as it's ra'i labila, I could do it, then I don't care if you don't do it. Ain't bila ma'akev is fine. But if it's in a ra'i labila, I cannot do it, well, then it's ma'akev, then bila ma'akev is fine. In the case where a person shechted a behemoth and then he shechted a chaya, he didn't have to shecht a chaya on top of the behemoth. He could have walked 10 yards to the left, shechted it over there. So this shechita was a shechita that was shayich to kisei adam. Therefore, when I go ahead now and I shecht it on top of the behemoth, even though now I'm not putting off a lamata, but it doesn't bother me. I could have done it in a way where I'm doing it in the proper way. Now I'm not doing it, then off a lamata taka doesn't bother me. If, however, somebody goes ahead and he shechts kachim, or by the way, it's not shechita, it's malika's kachim, right? Because it's only negeya oifis, which would mean malika. Over there, there's no way to do the afal lamata. Because you have to put the dam on the mizbech, and like we mentioned, there's no way of getting the afal on the mizbech. If you put it there to leave it there, you're moisef ala binyan, and if you put it there to remove it, it's a chatzitza. It was mafsik between the dam and the mizbech. So being that over there, there is no way to make it work. It's something that's in a roi labila, kolsha in a roi labila, bila ma'akevis boy. But the Gemara has a follow up question. I still don't understand why it is that there's no way to do kisei adam, why there's no way to do kisei adam on kachem. We said there's no way to do kisei adam because you have to put the dam on the mizbeach, you have to have afal lamata. There's no way to make that work. I have an etza. Viligure vilikase. Why don't you put the dam on the mizbeach? No afalamata. No afalamayla either. Then you're going to scrape the dam off when it gets a little hard. And you're going to bury it in the ground the way you would bury any dam. You have to leave the dam there forever? Once you do this rika, it was nasa mitzvasle. At that point, you could take it off and do a regular kisei adam. Now you're going to say, that's kisei adam. You could start scraping off blood and do kisei adam. It's actually a mishnah coming up in a couple of days. Tamanites. If somebody was shechting an animal and blood started squirting all over the place, or visha ala sakin, this is the case that we need, there was a little bit of leftover dam on the sakin. Chayev lechasos. You have a chiev to take the blood on the knife and bury it. Now, you're not burying the knife, right? So how are you going to get the blood off the knife to bury it? Alma de garam achsile. Obviously, what you're going to do is you're going to scrape it off and you're going to be bechasa. So why can't you do the same thing over here as it relates to the blood? So tainas the gemara. I don't understand what's the problem with muktashim because it's going to end up on the mizbech and you can't put off the mata. Do a regular zrika, mitzvah, yazah, whatever it is, and then take the balance, the shirayim, whatever's there, scrape it off and then go and do a proper kisui. And for the Gemara, ibekachim isbeach achinami. If when the Mishnah said avalei b'mukdashim, it meant regular kachim isbeach, it meant kachim that you're gonna put on the isbeach, the chata sa'if, the oila sa'if, I would agree with you 100%. Halcha b'maya skinon. However, the Mishnah is not talking about kachim mizbeach. The Mishnah is talking about kachim bedek habayis. And kachim bedek habayis, over there, there's no halach of kisei adam. And you know why there's no halach of kisei adam? Not because it goes on, it doesn't go on the Mizbeach. What's the reason for it? The reason is for something else. It's based on the fact, Zok Rashi, because as we're going to see, the only time there's a mitzvah of Kisei Adam is in the event that the Shechita was a Shechita Re'uya. If, however, the Shechita was a Shechita She'ena Re'uya, then there's no halacha of Kisei Adam. If somebody shechts an oif, that was kachi bedagabayis, by definition, it's not a shechita ruya. And the reason is because being that it's kachim, it's asibana, there's an issa me'ila, you have no way of eating it, you have no way even from benefiting from it. Thus, the shechita is in a ruya, and a kisei adam, everybody holds that a shechita in a ruya is not a shechita, and that's why kisei adam is not noyig by kachim. So, again, what was the first halacha that we learned together here in Perek Kisei Adam? Kisei adam noyig ba'aretz ubechutz la'aretz. And the question was, why not kachem? The Gemara assumed probably because kachem is referring to the kachem that goes on the Mizbeach, and the kachem that goes on the Mizbeach has to go on the Mizbeach. So if it has to go on the Mizbeach, how are you going to do Kisei Adam? The Ein Loimar, you'll put offer on top of the Mizbeach because you also have to have Afer Lamata, and there's going to be no way to have the Afer Lamata. The Gemara said, I hear, but it doesn't really fly. And the reason is, because I could always do a regular Hazah, Mitzoy, put the dam on the Mizbeach, and then scrape it off, and then do the Kisoy. You find that you always mechuyev to do that. You always have to scrape the dam off the knife to do a Kisoy. So scrape it off the Mizbeach to do a Kisoy. In Hilchas Kachem, that works. So mechateisa, you can't just do that. Said the Gemara, you're right. As it relates to Kachem Mizbeach, there is a Kisoy Adam. Where is it Negeya that there is no Kisoy Adam b'mukdashim? It's Negeya Kachem b'adagabayis, because if somebody shechts Kachem b'adagabayis, it's going to be Asa b'achila, and being that it's going to be Asa b'achila, so it's for that reason it's a shechita sheini ruya. Shechita sheini ruya, there's no kisei adam. By the way, why is it that by kachem mizbeach it's not a shechita sheini ruya? It's because kachem mizbeach, it would be negeya the two oifas, either the chatas oif, the oilas oif. The chatas oif is mutar b'achila, it was kuloi nechal, right? Just like the oilas behema was kuloi kolol, the chatas oif we know was kuloi nechal, and even the oilas oif, even though no person was able to eat it, but it was put on the Mizbeach, it's called Achilas Mizbeach, and it's for that reason, we saw this earlier in the parak, that would be a sufficient reason for it to be considered a Shechit Ruyah. But Kachi Bet HaGabayis, you can't eat. That's not a possible thing, and it's for that reason you're going to be out. Now, shouldn't you be able to be Poida, the Kachi Bet HaGabayis, and be able to eat it then? Right? That's one of the benefits you have with Kachi Bet HaGabayis. I can't eat it now. But why can't it be Poida? Good Kasha. The opening words of Daf Pei Dalet, and that is already going to be tomorrow's Daf from 7.5 years ago. But just to end with two very, very short ha'aris. And that is, so the first part of today's Daf discussed the well-known Mishnah, Barba Prokim Bashana, Hamoicher Behemel Chaveroi Tzorech Lohidiyah, Ima Mecharti Lishchait, Bita Mecharti Lishchait. And what are the Arba Prokim Bashana? There are 4 days of Yontif. Erev Yontif Ha'achrin Shal Chag, Erev Yontif Ha'rishnin Shal Pesach, Erev Atzeres, and Erev Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yosi Aglili was moisif to that. He said, even Erev Yom HaKippur Megalil. Now the truth is, that there's a prepared raid bite that's going to stay on the table. But we really need to understand and investigate a little bit better. Why is it Dafka these days? Right, no, it's Erev Shmini Atzeres, as opposed to Erev the first day Sukkos. And then you have Erev Pesach, Erev Shavuos, and you have even Erev Rosh Hashanah. And L'chura M'manav Shach, right? If it's Erev the first day Yontif, hence Erev Pesach, Erev Shavuos, and Erev Rosh Hashanah, why is it not Erev the first day of Sukkos? And by the way, if it's Erev Shmini Atzeres, you have to cheshbin Erev the last day of Yontif, so why is it also not Erev Shvi Shal Pesach, right? Sounds like a good kasha. But the bottom line is, this is the basic halach of the Mishnah, that when it comes to Yontif, over there you have to be worried about this. The Aflok, in his Panim Yafis, says a Dover Yafa. He says that, you know, we mentioned many times, where does it say the halach of Oysay Vespinoy Loysay Shchatu B'yay Mechad? It's tucked away in Parashas Emor. Now, Parashas Emor, for all the Balkairas, they know the end of Parashas Emor is the Parashas of the Moyadim. Right? Vayidabra Hashem al Moish Shalemur, Dabra B'nei Yisrov, Yamarta Aleim, Moyadei Hashem, Ashatikru Oysa Mikroi Kodesh, Elehem Moyadim. El Moyadei Hashem Mikroi Kodesh, Ashatikru Oysa Moyadim. Right? You literally make Kiddush over here in the end of Parashas Emor, and you have all the Moyadim, all the Yomim Toivim. Immediately prior to that, v'shayro yiseh, oisei v'espenoi, leisei shchatu b'yayat mecha. Zok, the hafla of a fellow. Why is it that you have the lav in the Torah of oisei v'espenoi, leisei shchatu b'yayat mecha, immediately preceding the parish of the Mayadis? He said, it's based on this Mishnah, chulim pei gimel amad aleph, barba prakim bashana, during these four times of year, the Meicher Behemel Chaveiroi had to say, Ima Macharti Lishchot, Oibita Macharti Lishchot. That means, as much as there's always a halacha of Oisai Vespanoi Leis Eshchat B'yei Mechot, but this halacha is something that we have to be so much more careful about when, during the time of Yontif. That's when there was this whole concern that it was going to be mamasha, a major, major issue. Zokta Afla. That's why one of the haktamis to the parish of the Mayadis is Fagesnish. Don't forget that if you're going to sell an animal during this tkufa of the Mayadim, there's a connection between Oisai Vespinoi and the parasha of Yontif, because it's on Yontif a person has to be extra careful with regards to the lav and the Torah of Oisai Vespinoi. That's the first hour. Second hour, there'll be three Beis Hashem. Second hour, Rabbi Yossi Aglili said that Af Erev Yom Kippur in Begalil, that even Erev Yom Kippur in the Galil, you have to go and you have to be Maidia, Ima Macharti Lishchay, Bita Macharti Lishchay. Why also Erev Yom Kippur? So it's Pashit, because Erev Yom Kippur, we know there's a mitzvah to eat. In fact, the Gemara says, Kolo Oichel B'chi, Umisane Ba'asiri, Malwa Olav Akasov, Kilu Isana, Chi V'asiri. If a person eats on Erev Yom Kippur and then he fasts on Yom Kippur, it's as if he fasted on Erev Yom Kippur and on Yom Kippur. Eating on Erev Yom Kippur is the equivalent thereof to literally fasting. If you eat on Erev Yom Kippur and you fast on Yom Kippur, you didn't fast one day, you actually fasted 2 days. And not just 2 days, we have a raid bite on this. 2 days ritzufas, we once said, that's brought down in halacha, that if somebody's fasting because of averus that he did, if you fast 2 days in a row, it's the equivalent of 40 tandeis and ve'ikana makam laharach. But the bottom line is, it's fake remeh simcha. In Meshach Chachma, in Parshas Emor, why isn't it then that Rabbi Yosef Aglili said that in the Galil you have to say Ima Macharti Limkar Ubita Macharti Limkar? Af Erev Yom Kippur in Begalil. Now Rabbi Yosef Aglili was clearly from the Galil, right? That's why Rabbi Yosef Aglili's name was Aglili. It wasn't Rabbi Yosef's last name. It's because as given Ayid from the Galil. So Rabbi Yosef Aglili is telling you a halacha that's Nogeya the Galil. But it sounds like this is something that was only Nogeya in the Galil. Why would it only Nogeya there? Said Ramea Simcha, and this is classic. He says it's a Gemara that we're going to learn together in a few weeks. It's a Gemara in Perikid Anasha, Mesechtes Chulin, Daf Kuf Aleph Amidbeis. The Gemara over there is discussing a very cryptic telegram that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yaakov Bar Giyuri, that was his name, sent from Eretz Yisrael to Bava. He said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, he said the following. He said that if it would be Shabbos and Yom Kippur, the whole cheshbon for a second, if it was Shabbos and Yom Kippur, they fell out on the same day, and somebody would go and do a melacha b'shogeg, if he was a shogeg on Shabbos, meaning the shogeg was, I forgot it's Shabbos, he remembered it's Yom Kippur, he just forgot it was Shabbos, he would have to bring a karban chatas. If he remembered it was Shabbos, but he forgot it was Yom Kippur, he wouldn't bring a karban chatas. So again, it's Shabbos and it's Yom Kippur, you did a malacha, you did a b'shogeg. If you were a shogeg in the Shabbos, but you were a hezid b'yom kippur, you'd have to bring a chatas. If it was in the reverse, you were a shogeg in the Yom Kippur, you were a hezid b'Shabbos, you wouldn't have to bring a karban chatas. And the Gemara tells it too, to the sugi of Ein Issachal Alisser, ironically, a shita of Rabbi Yosi Aglili over there, but the bottom line is negeya the sugi of Ein Issachal Alis. But the Gemara asks a kasha on this halacha, and because of the Gemara's kasha, El Amar Rav, Rav said, let me tell you what that telegram meant. It meant something completely different. In fact, shockingly different. Shmadahava. This was taking place at a time where there was a shmad, meaning the Romans had decreed that the Jews were not allowed to keep mitzvahs. Specifically, they were not allowed to keep Yom Kippur. V'sholchu mitam, and they sent a brief. They sent a telegram from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. The Yom Kippur the Hashata Shapsahu. That on that year they should celebrate Yom Kippur on Shabbos. Zok the Heilige Rashi. Let me tell you what this means. The Romans were geyser. Jews are not allowed to keep Yom Kippur. So there was no Yom Kippur that year. Yom Kippur this year is canceled. What are we supposed to do? You're not allowed to do it. Now the Rishonim talk about why is it not Yehara Gval Yaver? Why is this not totally in the sugyas in the end of Perek Ben Sayer Umayr? It's not for today. But the bottom line is that Yom Kippur was canceled. But they said, how could you go a year without a Yom Kippur? At the least, we should have a Zecher of Yom Kippur. So you know what they said? We're going to celebrate Yom Kippur on Shabbos this year. Wasn't really by Bayayim. Wasn't Yot Tishrei. But we're going to celebrate it on Shabbos. The reason we're doing it on Shabbos is because we believe on Shabbos we could get away with it. The reason we can get away with it is because Shabbos, they weren't Gezer on. And Shabbos, we anyways don't do malachas, right? What do we do on Shabbos? Everyone knows that the Jewish community shuts down on Shabbos. So we'll celebrate Yom Kippur on this day. No one's going to chap that we're praving Yom Kippur today. If we're going to go on a Wednesday, Shechalias be Yom Kippur, and we're going to shut down, all the stores are going to be closed, there's no geshef going on, everyone's going to chap what's going on. So Shaloi Tishtakach Teiris Yom Kippurim. They went ahead and they said, we're going to observe Yom Kippur now. We're going to observe it on Shabbos. And that was the message that was sent. Shagag b'Shabbos v'hezad b'yom kippurim. If on that Shabbos, that's being observed as a Yom Kippur as well, somebody would go ahead and he would be mechal Shabbos b'shagag. The halama was on Shabbos, chayav chatos. Because it's Shabbos. It is Shabbos. So if you were mechal Shabbos b'shagag, now you have to be in karm chatos. Like you always have to do if you mechal Shabbos b'shagag. But if you were a hezad b'Shabbos and you were shagag b'yom kippurim, then already you're going to be potter. You know why you're going to be potter? Because if the shkaga was only on Yom Kippur, you weren't really over Yom Kippur because it wasn't Yom Kippur. It's a made-up Yom Kippur. It's only being observed as Yom Kippur. Shalai teshakach. It's for that reason. If you were shkaga b'yom kippurim, you would not have to bring a karban chatas. In fact, achrayim say that the reason Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yaakov bar Giyuri sent this message in this way is because he was trying to mask. This was a coded Morse code. He was dafka doing it in a way that in case somebody would intercept this letter, they wouldn't understand what they were reading. So it looked like he was sending a sugya in Hilchas Chatois, a sugya in the sugya Enes Achalal. This is a shock. No, this was just a way of giving over the message that you should know Yom Kippur's Nishta Yom Kippur. There you are. We're going to prab Yom Kippur. You know, I'm telling you, we're going to prab Yom Kippur versus Nishta Yom Kippur, Shagah b'Shabbos, Hezeh b'Kippurim, Chayit, Hezeh b'Shabbos, Shagah b'Kippurim, Potter, brilliant. Sounds like a piece from Rebbe Margolis. This is a Rashi. It's a Rashi, Masechta Schulin, Daf Kuf Aleph on the base. This is the way Rashi explains the Gemara over here, Masechta Schulin. It says, Ramei Simcha. You see from here that the Romans were Goyzer on Yom Kippur. So Lefizeh, Zak Ramei Simcha. Everybody knows, Toisfis, in Masechtas Gittin Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis, right in the beginning of the sugya of Kamtza Bar Kamtza, talks about this sekrikon. Right, so how does the sugya of Kamtza Bar Kamtza make it into Perek HaNezakin? How does it make it into Masechtas Gittin? So when we learned the sugya of Kamtza Bar Kamtza together not so long ago, we said over Rav Tzadik HaKoyen in his Sfarim HaKdoshim, who says that there's no coincidence when you have even an Agadita related sugya that's in middle of a Masechta that at first glance has no shaykhis to the Masechta at hand. There's always a deep, pneumious connection of why it would be there. And he says the sugya of Kamtza Bar Kamtza is mentioned in Masechta's Gittin because Gittin talks about Gerishin and it talks about how a husband and a wife, they can't find a way to live together and therefore Vishilach Mibesai, right? He goes ahead and he sends the woman out of his house. And when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us out of his house. He sent us out of his country. He sent us into Golus, where we still are, Adayoy Mazeh, and said the Rab Tzadik HaKoyen that that's why the sugya of Kamtza Bar Kamtza and the main gemaras that talk about the Churban are where they're tucked away in Masechtas Gittin. And then he went weiter. He said, we're Masechtas Gittin. It's in Perek HaNezakin of Masechtas Gittin. And the reason is a tremendous chizik because we know that someone who's mazik somebody, the halach is he has to pay mimeitav sodeyu, mimeitav karma, the first mishnah in Masechtas Bava Kamma. And Reb Tzadik said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us away. He was megarish us. He was mazik us, so to speak. He destroyed our Beis HaMikdash. A b'shalim yishalim ha-mavris ha-be'erot. Eivish, there's a chiv to go ahead and pay up. At one day he's going to have to pay the d'mein nizokin of what it is he did. But bottom line is, the sugi of Kamtza Bar Kamtza is in Masechtas Gittin tucked away in Perek HaNezakin. But how to get into Perek HaNezakin? It's because the mishnah over there was talking about the Sekrikon. So the Sekrikon, these were Romans. These were bad guys. The worst of the worst. And these Romans would go and they would confiscate property from the Jews. Now, sometimes they would pay them for it and wink, wink, what do you mean? I have a shtar, you signed it. You know, it was the ultimate tolyu of Azovin Zvini Zvini. But the bottom line is they would go and they would take properties away. The Mishnah says that the Sekrikon started in Yehuda, in the Judea portion of Eretz Yisrael. So we know Eretz Yisrael was divided amongst two parts. There was the northern portion, known as the Galil, and there was the southern portion that was known as Yehuda, right? That's where primarily Sheva Yehuda lived. Says Tosfos, Gittin on Hamad Beis, this is like the opening salvo right here in the Sugya of Kamtzah Bar Kamtzah. B'Yushalmi. But Rishayna Gazu Gzeira al Yehuda. The Gzeira of the Sekrikon started in Yehuda. You know why? Lefisha Mesiris Biyadam Yavoisim. Because the Romans had a Mesirah from their Zayt. She Yehuda Harag Esav. That Yehuda killed their patriarch Esav. And being that Yehuda was the one that killed Esav, they took revenge on Yehuda. And it's for that reason the Sekrikon started in Yehuda. Now, Tosfos asks Akasha, you're going to tell me, whoa, Yehuda didn't kill Esav. Who killed Esav? Right? Tinoikish al Beis Rabbam knows that. It was Chushim ben Dam that killed Esav. It's a Gemara in the end of the first parak of Masech Tesait. He bopped him in the head. Says Tosfos, you have to say that Chushim ben Dam bopped him in the head. He did a good job, but Yehuda came in, he threw the last pitch. He closed it, he chopped his head off, and that's why Yehuda was the one that was credited for ultimately killing Esav, and that's why the Romans took revenge on Yehuda. The emes is, the Yerushalmi says it's in another place. The Yerushalmi says that everybody knows from the beginning of Masech Tesait that there was a horrible gzera that the Romans decreed upon the Jews, and that is any psula that got married, tibal lehegman tchila, and that's why they had to manipulate the days where it used to be psula nisip yom ravi, the beginning of Masechtas Ksubas. But there was an idea of tibal lehegman tchila. That gzera also was in Yehuda, and it was based on the Yerushalmi on this mesira that Yehuda was the one that was harig as Esav. Zok Dramei Simcha. If the Roman decrees, the decree of the Sekrikon, and the decree of Tibal Egmat Chila, would be Yehuda, and the Yerushalmi says why, Lefisha Mesiris, Yad Mei Avoisam, is Yehuda harig as Esav. It's Yitachin that the decree of Chulon Kofalof on the base, no Yom Kippur, is also something that was in Yehuda. So Zok Dramei Simcha, in Yehuda for the Jews to go ahead and praven Erev Yom Kippur, where they're going to sit, and they're going to have Sudas, and they're going to be Shechtim Behemoth, that was all limits, because the whole Yom Kippur was something that was totally in Ashmad. It's Amr Rab Yosi Aglili, Af Erev Yom Kippur in the Galil. It was Davke Erev Yom Kippur in the Galil. Why Davke in the Galil? Because in the Galil, where they were not subject to the Gzeir of the Romans, so there they were able to have a Yom Kippur. And there they were able to have an Erev Yom Kippur. There you didn't have to worry about it. But in Yehuda, where they were under the Gzeiris, the Shmad of the Gemara, Chul and Kofal from the base, and based on the Yerushalmi, the Tois quotes and Sugya Kamza Bar Kamza, there there was no Yom Kippur. There was no Erev. How could you have an Erev Yom Kippur? People are going to chop you fasting tomorrow. It's for that reason. It's Dafka B'Galil Zok Rav Yosi Aglili. It's not in Yehuda. V'divrei pi chacham chen. But just to end, that is, I was going through some of the Chassam Sofers right over here in Perek Oisev Es Benoi. And then at the very end of the Perek, I noticed he has like a little payat that he wrote at the conclusion of his Chidushim on this parak. Read it inside. Asher hoyu be'ezra seinu be'perak oisai v'esbenai. Kadosh Baruch Hu, who was with me, he assisted me in my delving and my horroring on perak oisai v'esbenai. Yoshev heichal al kanoi u'ben levi al duchanoi. My tefillah is that he should return the heichal, he should return the Beis HaMikdash al kanoi, and he should bring back the ben levi al duchanoi. It's a pun. Oisoi ve'esbenoi, heichal al kanoi uben levi al duchanoi. Oisoi meaning the heichal, ubenoi referring to the ben levi. Hu yimalei mishalois bonov u'machmadom. V'niska anachnu l'smoyach b'simchos kaholom v'soidom. V'yevineinu bina b'perek yusei adam. The Hilchos Chasam Sofer sat down and he wrote a little payet, being mechaber the end of Perek Oisev Es Benoi and the beginning of Perek Kisui Adam. Mamash the daf that we just learned. Asher hoyu be'ezraseinu be'perek Oisev Es Benoi Yoshev heichal al kanoi u'ben levi al duchona hu yumal mishal izbonav u'machmadam v'niska nachnu l'smoich b'simchas kaholam v'soidam v'yevineinu bina be'perek Kisui Adam. It bothered me a little bit. Why did Chasam Sofer write this? Now, truth is, if you look in Chedush Chasam Sofer in Shas, so you often find these little blurbs that the Chasam Sofer wrote. We have a whole raid bite about the Chasam Sofer's psicha to Masechtas Bava Kama, Gal Einai Va'abita Nefloyes Mitayrusecha, something that we said over me, it did Nafshi Ramosha Grunshlita, Tavar Nifla Mamish in the beginning of Bava Kama. But why was he talking about the Churban? Yoshev Heichal Al Kanoi Uben Levi Al Duchanoi. No, we spoke out a raid bite a little bit that Oisev Es Benoi has the Churban feel, Chana or Miriam Veshiva Banea, the Sugi of Kamtza Bar Kamtza, the Medrash and Eicher Abasi. But still, what's Pashup Shah? So I turned to the beginning of the Perek, and the Chasam Sofer has one line there as well. and I almost fell off my chair. Hetik be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, Mashachanani Hashem Yisbarach, Roish Perik Oisoy Ves Benoy, Poi Buschan, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Erev Rosh Chodesh Av, Tov Kuf Tzadik Aleph. Chassam Sofer learned Perik Oisoy Ves Benoy. He started it Erev Rosh Chodesh Av. He started it mamish the same time Daf Yomi started it. He started it literally where we started it. And this was in the beginning of Chodesh Av. This was mamish Ben Yonah de Yoyma with the Chassam Sofer had Churban Beis HaMikdash. He was being Misabla Yerushalayim. And this is what he had of Zan Pleitzis. So the Chassam Sofer who's starting, it's mamish when we learned it. We learned during the 9 days. That's when we learned Perik Oisoy Ves Benoy. So he sits down Erev Rosh Chodesh Av and he's learning the sugya of Oisoy Ves Benoy, and he was messiahing with a hergish. Asher hoyu bezraseinu beperik Oisoy Ves Benoy, Yashav Heichal al Kanoi, Uben Levi al Duchanoi, and then with a tefillah of Hu Yamali Mishalu Ismanavu Machmadam, Veniska Nachnu Lismayach, Besimchas Kolam Vesoydam, Vivinenu Binaperik Kisei Adam, and maybe there's a pun intended of Kisei Adam, let there be Kisei Adam already, and all the dam of Nechshavnu Katsoin, Latevach Yuval should be covered already. Where will be Zoichel Ismayach Besimchas Kahalam Vesoydam. Chura, this is probably the Pashup Shad and what the Helig Chassam Sofer Hadog Amein. By the way, Chassam Sofer wrote this in Tovkuf Tzadik Aleph, which if you know, you know, the Chassam Sofer was very, very sick. He was a Chayla Mesukin. It was Mamish Agedder, Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei Mason with Psuchim. That's why, where did the Chassam Sofer wrote it? He wrote it in Buschan. So this is outside of my lane. We have to discuss this with the Yoidei Dover. But this wasn't written in Frankfurt am Main, and it wasn't written in Preustitz or in Boskovich or in Dresnitz or in Mattersdorf or even in Prishburg. It's because Chassam Sofer wasn't well and he had to leave town Upsirin and to get better. But in this time where the Chassam Sofer was a chayla and the Chassam Sofer is chaydish of and he's been misabu Yerushalayim, this was the hergish. Hadron aloch oisei ves benoi. We should be zoicha to Yashav Heichal al Kanoi u ben Levi al Duchanoi, and we should be zoicha finally to the Kisei Adam, the Bias Goyal Tzedek, Bimher Bimenu, Amen.